very storied career that is just amazing. If you have a chance to speak with her on it, it is just astounding. During the 1960s, Miss Ireland worked as a flight attendant, and she discovered discrepancies with her health care insurance coverage. So what she did is she stood up and she fought back. The United States Department of Labor ultimately ruled in her favor, and it began her long journey of activism. She served as our national president from 1991 to 2001 as our longest serving president. So ladies and gentlemen, please help me welcome Ms. Patricia Ireland.
I'm going to integrate some of my comments about our award winners and others in the room into the talk, because I have to tell you my overwhelming feeling as I stand up here is of deja vu all over again. And come back to that. But I also wish that I had worn, I have this wonderful pair of ruby red slippers. And I would have worn my own ruby red slippers with a pin, because I think that we don't have to go back to the Wizard of Oz, but to remind us that we need to have all of us working together to help the Republicans find their heart. I'd like the Democrats to find their courage. And all of us need to put our very best brains on solving the problems that we're facing as a movement, as women and men committed to equality. Because when I say I have deja vu all over again, I think back to my, sorry, I can't stand back here. It's just not right. When I think about deja vu all over again, I think about when I was coming out of high school, and after my first year of college, I got married because, of course, at 17, I knew exactly what I needed in a husband. He was the most handsome man I'd ever seen. He had a car and he could dance. So the reason I bring him up is because I think of going with my mother as additional credibility. And I lived in a small town. My engagement had been announced in the local newspaper. I took my mother with me when I went to the doctor to ask for birth control. And the doctor said, come back after the ceremony. Now, I was not sure how that was supposed to work. We were going to exchange vows, go to the reception, swing by his office on the way to our honeymoon. Now I know that at that time in this country, birth control was illegal, even for married couples in some states. And while it wasn't illegal where I was in Indiana, it certainly was not encouraged. And so now I feel as if it's all starting over again. And in some ways, as you'll hear, I'm actually grateful for that. I think also of the deja vu line because in 1994, the National Organization for Women, of which I was then president, had a Flush Rush campaign. And that was, at the time, we were working on issues of sexual harassment, which you will recall were big in the news in the early 90s, had come about when Anita Hill made her undesired and unwelcome disclosure that she had been sexually harassed by a man who was on the Supreme Court for the rest of our lives. Thank you very much. So we were doing a whole campaign on sexual harassment. The whole country was having a dialogue about it. And Rush Limbaugh went on his show and said that the feminazis, now let's start there, remember he coined that phrase, feminazis. Think for a minute about what it does to a movement to have feminism equated with Nazism, with incredible evil. And all of that just slides by. He coined the phrase, people pick it up. Feminazis were ruining courtship by trying to stop sexual harassment. This is only one of many things in a long line, but what happened then? The Florida Citrus Commission, who had already been in trouble with us for hiring Anita Bryant, that famous songstress who sang about orange juice and also did the campaign against Miami-Dade's human rights ordinance, which was one of the very first, and had something called Save Our Children. So they then couldn't help themselves. They had gotten rid of her, but they had to give $1 million to Rush Limbaugh to speak on behalf of Florida orange juice. You know, Rush has a lot of, actually, of context with this state. Of course, we are one of the major OxyContin conduits. Anyway, so 1994, we did a Flush Rush campaign because of the Florida Citrus Commission paying him $1 million. And we were successful in getting the Florida Citrus Commission to back off. Not only did they back off, but then the state legislature that year was in the appointment confirmation of new people to Florida Citrus Commission, which is usually rather pro forma, held off and made a lot of noise about the fact that, first of all, there were 6 men and 1 woman, and they were wanting to confirm more men, and second of all, that they had given this contract to Rush. They backpedaled like crazy. Oh, no, no, he wasn't our spokesperson. We were just trying to reach out to orange juice drinkers, blah, blah, blah. His contract was not renewed. Now he has the audacity to attack Robin Tyler. Some of you know is a strong, long feminist activist and a stand-up comic, one of the funniest women in the movement. It's one of the best-kept secrets in the movement that we have a lot of fun. But Robin and her partner Diane were together for 18 years. Starting in 2001, they had applied for a marriage certificate or a marriage license every year in California. And they were the plaintiffs in the case that just went up to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, which ruled that the California voters could not constitutionally vote against somebody's equal rights and equal marriage. So Robin and her wife got married during that brief hiatus when the California law had gone into effect allowing equal marriage and the voters turning it out. Rush attacked them because, unfortunately, I mean, we used to joke and say, yes, lesbians and gays should be able to get married. Why should we be, you know, they be the only ones who are happy? I've been married for 38 years. I say that as a joke. But he attacked her because she and Diane are getting divorced. And he said, you know, this just shows that same-sex couples don't last. They have no commitment. He was on his fourth wife. They don't have commitment. I mean, so, you know, there's lots of good reasons to worry about the lack of commitment in modern marriage, but I don't think it's Robin Tyler and Diane. So he's now had these nonsensical comments about Sandra Fluke, and our awardee, Judith, mentioned the names he called. And you know, of course, the GOP excluded her from testifying on the panel, the all-male panel about women's reproductive health. But he's nonsensical, and it's easy to dismiss him as a jokester in some ways. In fact, during the Florida Citrus campaign, he said he was just a big ball of fuzz. And he was just trying. But he knows his audience, and he makes them laugh. And by doing that, he also slips in all of his philosophy. But he is now the poster boy, and I'm counting on Planned Parenthood to give him comprehensive sex education. He clearly doesn't understand that birth control pills are taken daily, not just when you want to have sex. And so I thought we could explain to Rush, it's like the difference between Cialis and Viagra. Okay. That I thought he might be able to understand. Now, I particularly like the feminist response to this. Among other things, Senator Nina Taylor, a state senator, put in a bill that this was also in response to the Virginia law that went into effect, that was debated and voted down. The Texas law that is in effect, that to get an abortion, a woman has to have a transvaginal sonogram. You know, it's like a 10-inch wand used to have a sonogram in the first trimester. and have medically inaccurate prescribed, because they don't trust the doctors to actually say what they're supposed to say if it isn't prescribed specifically because it is medically inaccurate, anti-abortion counseling, and then a mandatory delay on top of that. And so Nina Taylor's bill was that for a man to get a prescription for Viagra, he would have to have a cardiac stress test to show he was physically able to have sex without danger. He would have to have counseling from a sex therapist to make sure it wasn't all in his head. And my favorite, consent, written consent from his sexual partner. Now, Rush also in this process has revealed a new perversion, and that is voyeurism. You will recall he said he wanted her to post her sexual activities online. But we also have to remember in a very serious way that this is not the first time that he and many others like him have used women's sexuality as a means to attack women in a very personal way, in a way that's designed to make other women back off and say, oh no, not me, I don't want equality. No, I'm sorry, you must have mistaken me for somebody else. I'm not a feminazi and I don't want equality, and Lord knows I'm not a slut or a prostitute. That's the attack that is brought against women who stand up for ourselves and for each other. And I think of, for instance, Glenn Beck, may his show rest in peace, who had a debate with himself on air about, remember, it was during the, I want to say the 2008 campaign, but it might have been earlier than that. Mary Landrieu was running for re-election to the Senate, from U.S. Senate from Louisiana, and he had a debate with himself about whether she was a street corner hooker or a high-class prostitute. And Rush Limbaugh settled, and he went on the show the next day and said that she was a high-class call girl. So this is something that's used repeatedly, and as Judith identified it, as a means of humiliation and as a lesson, object lesson in what happens if you don't stay in your place. So I'm hoping that none of us will stay in our places. We've already seen 150 or so advertisers pull their advertising from this show. I think it's time for a delegation from this chapter to go to the station here locally that carries his show and meet with them, and when they don't pull it from the air, picket them.
Yes.
It will keep the story in the news. It only takes a handful of people to picket at their station. Others of you write letters to the editor to follow up, and others of you call into radio talk shows to talk about it. Somehow, let's put that pressure on so that we can have Rush Limbaugh go the way of Dr. Laura and Glenn Beck before him. Now, I want to tell you the reasons I'm optimistic. I mean, I focused on Rush Limbaugh for a couple of reasons. One is that he has a massive audience. He has a huge megaphone. Two is that I like that we have a very strong interest in electoral politics, and Lord knows, Judith, with what went on in Tallahassee, we know that electoral politics are very important. But I want us to recognize that as a feminist organization, one of the advantages now has is that we look at a wide range of institutions that need to be changed. Law, medicine, media, the arts and humanities, you name the religion, excuse me, I didn't want to leave that one out. Because one of the things I'm grateful for is that Toto has pulled the curtain back and revealed the Conference of Catholic Bishops and the GOP for who they are. I mean, they are not folks who are focused against abortion rights. They are not just focused against birth control, although that's what's been revealed. What we see with them and Rush and others is that what they really don't like is women's sexuality as a whole. You are all bad girls. And so I'm grateful for the people who stood up. I'm grateful for the button that I saw that had a picture of a suffragist probably casting the first vote in 1920. With her little outfit on, and underneath it says, slut vote. Oh. I'm inspired by the slut walks. I'm inspired by the Occupy movement that put into a clear focus the enormous economic disparities in the country that made the 99% and 1% watch. I'm optimistic because of Gary Trudeau's Doonesbury series this week. I love that he called the 10-inch vaginal sonogram wand a wand of shame, and the mandatory counseling became the shaming. I was reminded of one Virginia legislator who was objecting because one of the colleagues, and it had been in the news, was talking about transvaginal sonograms, and he started, this Republican legislator who was in favor of that started talking about trans V sonograms because he didn't want to talk about vaginas. So Terry O'Neill, who is the current president of NOW, went on Ed O'Neill, Ed Schultz, and swore she was going to, we caught her at a break and we kept saying, come on Terry, say it, come on Terry. She was going to talk about trans hoo-hoo sonograms. Couldn't get her to do it, she just lost her courage. That's why we have red slippers. I am encouraged that when a bumper sticker came out that I have actually seen on a car in Miami-Dade County that said, don't renege in 2012. Stop repeat offenders, don't re-elect Obama. And when that came out, it was out for only a matter of days before that website went down, that bumper sticker is no longer available. If you see one on a car, they ever charge you with pulling it off that bumper. So I'm encouraged by the responses. I'm encouraged by Judith Seltzer and all of the Planned Parenthood people. I'm encouraged by the United Federation of Teachers. I love their help. The economic situation, and we find the blame suddenly pointed at the teachers like, oh yeah, you all are really in it for the money, we know that. I'm grateful for the FAU Women's Studies. I'm optimistic because we have such good allies like the League of Women Voters and AAW and the Democratic Party and the National Council of Jewish Women. I mean, this is a very, and who?
Blast.
Speak to me, tell me who Blast is.
Bisexual, lesbian, and straight together.
Bisexual, lesbian, and straight together. See, this I didn't even know existed. I'm doubly excited. My movement has just expanded right before my very eyes. And for Emma, of course. And I am grateful and optimistic because of all of you. When I was called and asked to come up here to speak, I did it for myself, okay? Because I needed that shot in the arm. But I found, thinking about what I wanted to say, and thinking about all of you, and seeing all of you, that inspiration that's gonna keep me going again. And so I wanna thank all of you and all of the organizations, as well as especially Palm Beach National Organization for Women, for having this wonderful event.